Carnival Cruise Lines trying to comfort many passengers. This after an engine fire knocked out part of the ship's power, water, and plumbing services. Passengers left last Thursday on a four-day tour, but they're at least a day away from reaching port, and the conditions that they are under right now are just deplorable. What can you do to avoid this kind of a disaster, and what should you do if it happens? Joining us live now to talk more about this, AAA spokeswoman Heather Hunter. Welcome to WTOP, Heather. Many of the passengers, I'm sure you've heard in some of the news accounts, have described some very disgusting conditions. We know that this is the exception to the many, many cruises that occur, but what options do passengers have when something like this happens?
Hi, thank you for having me. Yes, you are correct. Cruising in general is extremely safe and one of the safest forms of travel. All ships have to adhere to guidelines by the International Maritime Organization that mandates global standards, and inspections are also completed by the U.S. Coast Guard. However, when you are planning a cruise trip or any trip, there are certain steps that you can take to ensure your safety. One of the biggest lessons, I think, with the Carnival ship is it's important to hold a U.S. passport. Currently, U.S. citizens that are cruising, that are leaving from and returning to a U.S. port, are not required to have a passport. You can travel with your driver's license and birth certificate. However, if the ship had been ported in Mexico, that could have caused a lot of problems for the passengers that were traveling without a passport. So it was fortunate that the ship drifted to where they will return to Alabama. That will relieve some headaches for some of those passengers that do not have passports.
Heather, how important are those drills that that they carry on at the beginning of each cruise? Because lots of people go to those. They're mandatory, but not everybody's paying attention.
It is very important to listen to and attend any of the emergency drills that they hold on a cruise ship. You definitely want to make sure that you get them and know where your safety muster stations are. Additionally, any time that you travel, if there is an emergency situation, whether on a ship or where you are, you always want to heed any local warnings. Always listen to the officials on where you can go. That can be a huge step in getting you returned to your home safely.
Now, what can you do? I mean, if you're a passenger on this particular cruise, the one that has been stranded now for several days, you've got disgusting conditions, food is spoiling, the bathrooms are not functional. They're in a terrible situation. Now, I understand that Carnival has offered a refund for the cruise, and they're helping folks to get home. Do those passengers have any other option beyond what has happened already?
Unfortunately, right now, while you're on the ship, there is not much that you can do there other than to, you know, talk to the staff and try and make the trip as good as possible. Carnival has announced that, well, they are due back into port in Alabama tomorrow. For the passengers that are currently on the Triumph, they are giving them a full refund, a credit towards a future trip for whatever they spent, and also to cover any additional travel expenses. Mm-hmm. So that possibly is one thing that they can start working on now, their travel from Alabama to where they get home. I'm sure the passengers on that ship are just ready to get home and off the ship.
Yeah, you got to believe that. Heather, we're out of time, though, but thank you so much for joining us here on WTOP.
Thank you for having me.